This is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about best practices for teaching socio-emotional learning, and this comes from an article in Better Evidence-Based Education. And the authors talk about here, when they refer to socio-emotional learning, is really the ability of students to generally be socially aware of themselves and others, and therefore be a productive both member of the classroom community and a productive student. And so we're talking about things here specifically like the ability to self-regulate their emotional state, the ability to set positive goals, the ability to show care and empathy for others, the ability to handle tough interpersonal relationships. Things like that are hallmarks of strong socio-emotional sort of ability, and this is all referring to how we can, as teachers, really help foster socio-emotional learning. There are lots of programs that already exist that are out there, and whether or not you want to adopt one of those programs or lessons that you can find online about socio-emotional learning, or whether you want to design your own, a lot of research over the past couple of decades has shown that there are really some best practices that are going to make this the most impactful and effective for your students. I'm going to go over them now. Programs should have these four features to really be effective. They need to be sequential. What that means is they need to be ordered, and they need to have a logical progression of social skills. So you can't just jump from one thing to another. You can't just go from, today we're going to be talking about interpersonal relationships, and now we're going to be talking about setting positive academic goals for yourself. That sort of confusion doesn't really help students. We want them to be logical, ordered, and really integrated so that it makes sense in the skill progression that you're teaching students. Second, they should be active. This maybe goes without saying, but lecturing is not the most effective way to get across socio-emotional learning or most types of learning. And so employing active learning strategies is a really strong method. They should be focused. What that means is they should be really looking at a specific set of skills, specific things that you're trying to teach students to do. And instead of talking generally about interpersonal relationships, we should all try to get along. You know, we should all really be thinking about what the other person is feeling. Instead, we want specific skills and strategies, whatever those happen to be, whether you want to use the pause and count to five, whether you want to use some sort of self-talk, whatever the method is that you want to teach, it needs to be an actual skill and not these generalities if it's actually going to have an effect on students. And the last feature is that they should be explicit, and there should be very clear learning goals, both for you and for the students. So again, it's not just we're sitting down and we're going to talk about how you have empathy for others. We're going to talk about how you get along well. It's very clearly, we're going to learn some strategies for being empathetic, and we're going to learn some strategies for being a good friend, and by the end of this lesson, you should be able to tell me those and demonstrate those. So again, sort of being focused and explicit kind of go together, but it gets out of sort of the wishy-washy and gets very much into the, we have a very clear outcome and we're driving towards it in a very logical, sequential, and active way. There are a couple of sort of add-on things that are very helpful for these sorts of programs, but they aren't necessarily as essential as these four features. But if possible, it's great if programs can be monitored by an administrator, by another teacher, someone who can give feedback to the educator who's delivering them. It's helpful if they can be integrated programs. So often after-school programs, or there are sometimes assemblies during lunch, these other times during the school day when students are having sort of socio-emotional talks or learnings, if we can integrate those with what you're doing in the classroom so everything comes together, it's much, much more powerful that way, or at least it's what the research seems to suggest. And then ongoing professional development, both for you as a teacher, for other staff, for after-school staff, about socio-emotional teaching is something that's recommended as a way of continuing to make sure that you're on the cutting edge here. So again, whether you're sort of adopting a program you find on the internet or your school has, whether you're designing your own lessons, really thinking about what are the characteristics that are going to make your socio-emotional teaching the most impactful and help your students be really strong and have very good skills in the socio-emotional arena. Thanks for watching and happy teaching.